reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once more. And here with me, I have Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Yeah, of course, the pleasure is all ours. And then, as the ritual of this program goes, please introduce yourself very briefly.
Sure. My name is Sayyid Mustafa, and I've lived in different parts of the world, but I'm originally from Pakistan, and I'm a student here in Qom, and I'm studying psychology here in Hawza.
Yeah, that's great. Psychology.
And it comes to me, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, our dear listeners, and my dear host, and dear brother here. It's an honor for me to be here again at Back to Reality. I am Bita, and I'm studying at one of the Tehran University, and I'm studying medicine, by the way, and an honor for me to be here.
So wish both of you luck and success.
Thank you.
And
thank you so
happy
much.
For you to be here. I don't know if it happens to you or not, but I'm sure as human beings, it must happen to every single individual. Sometimes we feel that we're not such patient people, but in different circumstances, we see that, no, we just have got it wrong. There are some occasions in life in which you're going to know yourself more and you're going to start your capacities even more. So there are many people who would say that we're not patient, we can't deal with difficult situations, but when those difficult situations come in, they turn out to be patient people. So now there's this question, how do you define patience?
It's a great question. So patience has been defined in many different ways in our religion and in general as well. You know, a lot of times I think that the common sort of definition that comes up for patience is being able to tolerate hardships, right? Being able to not sort of give up, not quit, not to get stressed out, for example, not to get angry. All of those things are sort of taken into account in terms of patience. It's definitely a huge topic. We have books and books written on it. It's not an easy topic to like define, I would say, within a few minutes. But exactly. We all have a general idea of what it is, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Patience is equal to balance. And balance is the key to this world. But what does that mean? It means that we have balance in biology, we have balance in physics, wherever you go. And you know, the rule of being healthy is homeostasis. The balance that you have in your body, despite the fact that the environment is changing, okay? And this is really beautiful and delicate.
Nice, scientifically.
Yeah. And you know, it is exactly the same for patients. When you feel like you're patient, it doesn't mean that you don't get angry. It doesn't mean that you are not annoyed.
Exactly.
It means that you are angry. It means that you are furious, but you are trying to control in a balanced way.
So this was just the introduction to the topic. Let's go for a short break and then we'll be back. Thank you for staying with us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yes, this is IRIB English Radio, Back to Reality, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. We're talking about patience. Well, every one of us defines patience differently. As Sister Bita puts it, it's so scientifically something as balance. And then as Brother Mustafa puts it, it's the way that we deal with different situations.
Another way that I would say look at patience is sometimes when we feel like we don't have control over a situation, like we don't understand how to deal with it, is when we start losing patience over things, right? For example, let's say my kid is misbehaving and I don't know how to sort of deal with him or her, and I'll lash out at them. I'll become angry, for example.
Yeah.
I'll lose patience, right? I think one way to solve that is to bring patience in you, is to learn how to deal with those things. If you don't know, if your kid is having, for example, a problem, go and seek advice from an expert. That's something, by the way, I'm talking from personal experience, that I had that issue. Like, I would have difficulty dealing with my son. And then now that I'm studying psychology, I ended up consulting a lot of my teachers, and they made me realize, like, the small mistakes I was making. They said, hey, you no longer need to use anger to deal with your kid. We're going to teach you 20 techniques. Next time you use these techniques, and honestly, that worked. I no longer lose my patience with my child.
So you mean that sometimes it's not patience that we're dealing with, it's actually the knowledge that we have to gain.
Yes, and that will bring patience in us, because now we know how to deal with that situation.
Yeah, that's very true. So that was my question, actually.
Yeah.
If I am thinking about patience, and if I think that, okay, I have to develop more of patience in myself and in my characteristics, how should I do it?
You know, I think at first patience is like a challenge for me. It's a kind of practice that I have to practice it every day in every situation, okay? And by the way, I think it really depends on your personality and your nature to some extent, for sure, that some people are more patient than others.
Yeah.
We see that, you know. Maybe it's because of the balance of hormones and chemicals in their body and so many other factors that we're not aware.
And maybe they have worked on themselves a lot.
Exactly. And maybe it takes a lot of time for them to practice this patience in every situation.
Yeah.
And the thing that I try to focus on whenever I feel like I'm impatient is that I try to think. And I'm an overthinker, okay? And yeah. It really helps me to be patient, because overthinking takes time, and this taking time will help me that, okay, it's not
that...
It
will become your habit.
Yeah, it's my habit, and I feel like it's not that valuable to get furious or angry about.
Brother, it's not just anger.
Right.
The opposite of patience.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just when we are angry, we have to control this and call it patience. Sometimes there are difficulties in life that we must be patient with them.
Definitely. And I think it's your state of mind as well, right? And the name of the show is Back to Reality. And I think we have to understand that reality is sort of patient. What I mean by that is that we want things to happen straight away many times, right? For example, we will want, for example, to become a doctor straight away, to get that job straight away, to get...
Yeah, exactly.
But reality doesn't behave that way, right? Just, for example, look at plants, right? I used to do gardening, and if you plant a seed, it can take months for it to become... It won't, no matter how much you desire, it will not grow faster. It's the same with other situations in life. Like, they're not going to become faster. You have to wait. You have to study. You have to go through those things.
Yeah, everything takes its course in real life.
So you have to accept reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the thing with patience, that it takes time. And as Justice Sirbita and Brother Mustafa mentioned, we have to give them their own time. We have to let things take their own course and happen just as time goes by. So it's not just like in life, whatever you wish must happen just right the moment. And things have to take their own time. So let's skip it in here, go for a short break, and then be back. Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality, and we're talking about patience, the most difficult thing, I suppose, in this world. The most difficult balance that we have to achieve in life is patience, which actually needs too much of practice. And by the way, in Persian language, we have a quote that says, if you wait and if you practice patience, then you're going to get the fruit and the reward of that patience.
Yeah.
So patience might be so difficult at times when you are in miserable situations, when you are having too much of pain, when you are losing someone, when you're in terrible. But then in the end, when time goes by, when you just sit there and wait for the situations to settle down, then you could see that it wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that is the reward of patience. Every time you go for a new experience, you would understand that there is more of capacity in you.
Definitely. I think patience teaches us a lot of things, makes us better human beings, and is part of human growth, right?
Yeah.
Without it, like I mentioned in the example before, a tree grows with patience, it's the same with human beings. We also grow through patience as well.
Well, has it ever happened to you to gain something out of the patience that you have practiced in your life? I mean, has it ever added anything to you?
Definitely. Of course it has. I think it's allowed me to handle difficult situations much better. It's reduced the amount of stress that I feel in my life. And that's one big thing, is when you feel patience, you also feel anxiety and stress with it, right? And that can cause many negative health effects on you. But yeah, once you sort of get over that situation, you overcome that difficulty and you gain that patience, you feel so much stronger, right? You feel so much better and you can handle life much better and any difficulties
and
that you face.
Following whatever you mentioned, let me add something. Patience is like water. In every situation, it has its own single form. Like whenever it's cold, water becomes, you know, ice. And it's exactly the same for patience. Patience has different forms in different situations. And I think for gaining patience, you have to go through that situation. Mm-hmm. You have to go through that difficulties. And it is, patience can be defined as one of the beautiful reasons of difficulties that we're facing in your life.
But then why is it so difficult to be patient?
You know, I think the main reason that we are facing difficulties to be patient in this modern life is the pace of this life, okay? Everything is really fast and speedy in this modern life, like social media, like the new generation cannot tolerate this being so slow and this,
giving time to things.
Exactly, giving time to things, which is natural for the life we are living, okay? And this is the main reason that we feel like it's difficult to be patient. Another reason is that we feel like life should be la vie en rose. It's not like that, okay?
Yeah.
Life is difficult. The nature of life is difficulty to test you, to make you,
to
tell you and remind
you
that you are a human being and you have to go through these hardships.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, brother, would there be any side effects for being too much patient? I mean, would that have some health issues? Yeah. You are in a difficult situation and you tolerate more than your capacity.
Oh, yeah.
I see what you're saying. I guess so, yeah, it depends on the situation really, right? Like I said, we want to deal with any situation that we're in. My recommendation would be to deal with it through expertise and knowledge. In any case, whether you're waiting too much, if you're waiting too long, it could be because maybe you're lacking knowledge in that situation. For example, I could wait too long to speak to my son about a certain topic, which I should have talked to him about at that age, right? I was being too patient here. No, you have to do things at the right time. You don't want to miss the opportunity of that thing either. One other thing I wanted to add to what you guys were saying is that one reason it's so difficult to be patient is because of our desires.
Yeah.
Our desires want that thing straight away, whereas patience says, no, you're going to have to wait. So there's like this conflict.
Paradox.
It's that balance that you spoke about.
Yeah.
There's this balance between your desires and the time it's going to take to actually get it. And then sometimes you're not going to get what you want, and then you have to be patient there as well when you don't meet your goals. Or
exactly.
That's another side of patience that, you have to take care of.
When you just mentioned the word patience, what symbol would come to your mind?
I think the symbol of patience is mother in every culture that you go through. Mother is a symbol of being patient for growing a child. Since the moment of conception, that the fetus is put in the stomach of the mother, till the child is the exact child that was at the moment of conception for that mother, okay? This concept is not changing. And this is the beautiful example of being patient and patience and having this endless kindness towards a human being.
Yeah. So, and you, brother, what symbolizes patience in your
life? I think a mother is a good example. But for me, I like looking at the universe and just like the stars and trees and nature. And you can see those things take thousands, hundreds of thousands of years to be made. For example, the mountains that we look at, they've taken hundreds of thousands of years to be made. And I see God as being extremely patient with creation and with us, you know, with the way we behave with God. It's another way of seeing patience, that God is patient.
Of course, we have a lot of those examples in the life of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, like as in Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha. She was, for me, the thing that symbolizes patience is her. Thank you, Sister Bita, and thank you, Brother Mustafa. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. And thank you, dear listeners, for being with us. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.